fresh up. That's the Belmar Bruins. On to Big Dan's. Casey, man, how you guys know that?
I'm pretty good right now. For a good couple of days.
Yes, indeed. And I want to ask you, man, you know, you had that day for you to obviously try to secure that double-double bye. So how key was that for you guys to have only to play on Friday night to get your trip done?
Yeah, it's a big advantage. You know, it's so much easier to win two games in 2 days than it is three games in three or four and four, as some teams had to do. So it was nice to go in there with that secured and in our back pocket, and then also another rest camp so that even if we didn't win the tournament, we knew we at least had some postseason in the NIT. So that took a little bit of maybe the anxiety away from us as well.
And also playing EKU on Friday night, won by 10 points. Not too much energy was against EKU and A.W. Hamilton's team there. You guys came out and played real well. Team was coached very well. A.W. does a great job with those young men. You guys could prevail in that game. They kind of feel like it helped you guys on Saturday as well with knowing you had Murray on the next night.
Yeah, it did. I mean, you know, we didn't play particularly well in that Eastern Kentucky game. It was a little bit of a slugfest, very different than our two regular season games. You know, we didn't shoot the ball well and so forth, but it was still nice to put a win in our back pocket and walk into Saturday with some kind of confidence. I felt like we were pretty fresh as a team. Fatigue wasn't going to be a problem, and so it was good.
And also in the second half of the game, it's Murray State. You guys were down. You got back up, down again, got back up again. Then of course the game with the layup you had there. So how did you feel about your team's poise in the second half against Murray State, where it was a back and forth game, calls here or there, a play here or there could have made a decision, but your guys was right there, locked in, loaded, and got the job done eventually for you guys.
Yeah, it was amazing how many times in that second half it felt like the tide had turned one way or the other. You know, I mean, we put a good run together and it'd feel like, okay, we're in control. We're going to run, you know, we're going to get this thing. And then, you know, you look up three or four possessions later and you're down four, you know, and it was never a big margin for either team, really. The game was always in doubt. But our guys showed, you know, a lot of maturity, I felt like. They did definitely keep their poise without leaving and then executed down the stretch. They really executed the way they need to and gave ourselves a chance to win. And then obviously, the score at the end of the game was perfect execution.
And Ed, the after timeout plays are so crucial in all levels of basketball to get that backdoor lay-in right there for you guys. So talk about the after timeout play you drew up there for Tyler there to get that reverse lay-in and beat Murray State like that, man.
Yeah, it's a play that, you know, we only run at the end of a game if we have to have a basket. You know, so we probably run it maybe three times on the season, you know, so it's not something that coaches see a whole lot of. We practice it a ton. As far as the execution of it at all, I wasn't worried about that at all. It's a pretty simple action. Yeah, but you still got to run it, and they've still got to do their part and make a mistake, you know, for it to work. And so, fortunately, both those things happen.
Talk about Nick Casey. You know, he was out all last year, man, but he showed up real big for his Murray State. 25 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Talk about his impact on that game and how he was a key cog to get that win before you guys there on Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, he was on a mission. Not getting to play in that championship game last year, I'm sure had a big part to do with it. He was easily, you know, the difference maker for us on the offensive end. He had a really good first half, you know, just played well throughout the game. You know, we got his fourth foul with about 9.5 to go. And so he didn't really play. He didn't play during that crunch time, about 9 minutes to 3.5 minutes. We played without him. But he came in the game and got 2 big baskets for us right away, made a free throw. And he just makes everything else smooth, you know, work more smoothly. I mean, defenses have to concentrate on him, and that makes everything else better for everybody else.
Out there, right? And Case, looking at the OVC, you gotta be happy for as a conference. 5 schools over 500 overall. 3 of you guys with 20 wins, being you guys, Austin Peay, and Murray. So that makes, as a league, has make all Beth the Bush and all you guys in the OVC feel great about this year for you guys in basketball.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's a really competitive league, and a lot of teams that were playing really well down the stretch. You know, I'm sure most of us would like to go back and play some of those non-conference games over again, but we don't have that luxury. There's a great tournament. This league is in good hands, and there, you know, we have 3 first-team all-conference sophomores on our team. Murray State has 2 all-conference sophomores on their team. Eastern Kentucky has an all-conference sophomore on their team. The player of the year is a junior at Austin Peay. The freshman of the year is a freshman at Austin Peay, and he's an all-conference guy. So a lot of young players. The league's going to be good for a while.
In case, I feel like you guys kind of got hot in January after they had lost to Austin Peay. So what's key about that loss kind of spur you guys, this 12-game win streak you guys are on right now? What did you guys kind of learn from about yourselves beating those, losing those guys in Dunn Center and running off 12 in a row through the tournament here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it really looks like we got hot. And I guess if you just look at the results, we did. I mean, you can't win 12 games in a row without playing well. But honestly, it was nothing significant. I felt like when we were 5-3 in the league and coming off that road trip where we lost close games to Murray State and Austin Peay, I didn't feel like our team was very far away. I knew we had to get better, and I knew we had to, to fine-tune some things. But I didn't feel like we had problems. You know, there's no culture problems. There's no locker room problems. We weren't playing poorly. We just weren't finding a way to win those close games. And so that's what we did better down the stretch.
I think you did a great job with 2K, so you guys peaked at the right time because you want to get hot. If you get hot in February and March, you did it at the right time, and look at you guys in the big dance now.
Well, I'd like to think that was, on purpose, but it wasn't. we're trying to be as good as we could be every day of the season, but it's just kind of how seasons evolve. And, I do think, there's some merit to being at a program where guys are used to winning, guys know what it takes to win. I think, it's hard for a lot of people to understand how much value there is in that. If you haven't done it before, then human nature takes over too often, and doubt creeps in, and you don't know if you'll ever get there. But if you've won, and especially with this group, a lot of those guys were here last year. It's a little easier to stay with it, not panic, and just keep working hard and believe that it's going to work out.
So, Kate, how are you approaching this week off now? You're going to play a real game until at least Thursday of next week. So that's about 10 days, 11 days off about playing a real game. So how are you approaching this with between rest versus rust here?
Yeah, we needed a break. And it's actually spring break at Belmont right now. So because we knew we were either going to be in the NCAA or the NIT, we were able to set a schedule on the front end. And we told our players last week that no matter what, we were going to be off on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And so we'll come back on Wednesday night and practice, and then, we'll take those first 2 or 3 days to kind of ease back into it and just kind of work on our own offenses and defenses and things like that. And then once we figure out who we're playing on Sunday, it'll be full speed ahead.
Speaking of Sunday, you had a big watch party at the Kirby Event Center. The fans come out to it and celebrate with you guys. So I know you're looking forward to that, being around your fans celebrating one more time with your fans at home this time.
Yeah, Belmont does a great job of putting on a good show, and students will be back on campus on Sunday, and season ticket holders, and obviously everybody else in our department. So it should be a fun day. It's really it's an exciting time to be a part of this program, and it's one our guys will enjoy and find out who we're playing, and then we'll go from there.
Well, Casey, good. Congratulations as always, buddy. I'll see you Sunday. I'll be in town for this tournament. I'm going to see you guys follow your town on Sunday. So best luck to you as always, buddy.
Sounds great. Talk to you then.
All right, now.
Grab a hold of big breakfast flavor at Hardee's. Try 2 breakfast sliders for just $2.99. Get Applewood smoked bacon or freshly grilled sausage with fluffy eggs and golden melty cheese all on a toasty little bun. Good morning, start at Hardee's. Available now for a limited time at participating restaurants. Tax not included.
All right, folks, back on the Boss Man Show here with Darren Horn, coach of Northern Kentucky North, going to the big dance one more time. Big first time for him. So, Coach Horn, you're on the bus, man. How's it feeling coming from India right now?
Well, it feels great. The championship trophy headed back to Highland Heights, Kentucky, man.
Yes, indeed. I watched the game last night, Coach, at the bar celebrating my birthday, man. I saw you got the job done, man. So how key was that double bye to save your guys' legs against UIC last night?
Well, I think it was huge for us just to have the 9 days of prep and more importantly, rest. And not just, kind of rest in general, man, but we've been banged up all year. We had 21 games without either Jalen or Dantes Walton, and a couple games of those both. And so just being able to get healthy and have everybody available at more full go was good for us heading into the semis.
Yes, indeed. And now, speaking of that game against Green Bay, Ian Spencer was injured against Green Bay. His team, Coach Donner, seems does a great job. So having that prep, knowing he's playing those guys, kind of really help you guys to kind of know that, hey, we know what they got to do. We played them enough so we know what to do. We've seen them play already. So how was that for you guys getting into prep for Green Bay before you got to UIC?
I think a big part of it was mental more so than any, you know, technical on the court. And what I mean by that is, you know, we have great respect for Green Bay. I mean, they came into our building and popped us pretty good in the second conference game of the year. And so, and then at their place, we were fortunate to win a really tough game on the road. So I think our guys went into the game with healthy respect for Green Bay and their personnel and how they play. They're a terrific offensive team, one of the fastest in college basketball. And so we knew that transition defense was going to be really important and trying to defend the season. So those are two things we really emphasize going into the game, and our guys did a very good job with it.
And, Coach, speaking of coming back from a tough loss, you know, UIC got you guys at home by 30, so I know you guys are motivated to get those guys one more time, man. So I know it's probably, like I said, a lot of mental adjustments there as well. So how did you guys kind of prepare knowing that those guys came to your place, how the Heights beat you by 30? You want to get them guys back in the championship game last night?
Yeah, you know, I similar to the Green Bay, man, it was one of those deals where our guys knew when they had beat us so badly at home that, hey, this team is good. You know, because I think sometimes, you know, the danger you have when you finish first or second in the league, if you swept somebody and maybe beat them, you know, double digits, the games have felt easy, sometimes hard, no matter how much you try to convince young people that they need to be ready and be at their best, you know, in a tournament game, because we've all seen upsets happen. But, you know, this is a situation of how bad they beat us. Our guys knew that they had to be ready to go. And then I think just a big part of it, once we were in the championship game, you know, many guys that have been there and been at stage and won a Horizon League tournament championship, they just going to let us go home without winning the game. And I think Jalen Tate and Tyler probably led the way in that.
Yeah, Coach, you had four of your guys double figures last night, collecting everything from you guys, especially with you pretty much only playing six guys. So how did you manage those minutes playing only six guys and having your top four guys starting for you last night, man, producing double figures for you in different ways?
Yeah, you know, we've been saying for a while now, because we haven't been healthy all year and haven't had to play those, haven't gotten to play those four guys together as much as we would like, that, you know, they're just now kind of starting to come together and get in a flow, and that if we could ever get to a night, you know, at least three of them, you know, played well offensively, and even four, that we thought we could be pretty hard to beat and have a chance to play with anybody. And that's really what happened in the conference tournament. Both nights we had at least three, and last night we had four guys that stepped up and had double figures and played really well for us. And they looked like guys that had won before and been on that stage and knew what it took.
And for you, Coach, you're in year one, taking this team to the big dance year one for setting your culture and having those guys buy into you, man, and to make you feel really good. Those guys have won prior to you coming there, and won, now they won with you. Now some of you guys can cherish for life now going forward.
Yeah, you know, probably the quality our team has is, you know, they let us coach them. And, you know, they were willing participants in some change. And again, the program is in great shape. John Brandon and his staff did an awesome job. Both in recruiting coach and recruiting high character guy. But, you know, our way of doing things is a little bit different just because we're a different staff. And we also wanted to try to figure out, you know, the same way they would have if they were here. How do we get better? How do we take who we have this year and make her better? And to our guys' credit, and they let us coach them and never looked at us sideways. And, you know, if they were doubting it, man, they didn't show it. They just came to work every day and through a lot of adversity and injuries, stuck together, and because of all that, you know, able to win a championship. And so to do it together with them, something that, quite honestly, I'm appreciative of them, you know, getting us there and getting the job done, because it was a great year for me as well.
Now, Coach, that's what I got for you is, Coach, we got a week off now, so I know you guys are probably going to be off today, tomorrow. So how you going to approach the week off, keeping the guys kind of sharp, kind of rest versus rust thing here as you get ready for Sunday, coming up here to get know where you're going to play next week?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing we'll try to do is, you know, as you said, give them a little bit of rest, but then also make sure that we keep our wind and try to stay sharp, especially with skill and execution stuff, you know. We just really believe this time of year, man, it's about players and players making plays. And that's especially on the offensive end when you need a basket. And so we'll try to focus on some skill work and some offensive execution, try to keep them fresh while at the same time making sure we keep our wins, we can go out the way we want.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time today. I know you got nothing to get to on the bus. Appreciate you joining us as always. Best of luck to you, Coach. You know we'll be looking for you in the tournament here in that bracket, man.
Always a pleasure, Boss Man. Thanks, brother.
Anytime, it's Darren Horn on the Boss Man Show.
Sally Beauty's new all-in-one hair color kits make it easy to color your hair at home. Get everything you need to color for beautifully radiant results. Loved by professionals, open to everyone. Sally Beauty.
Folks, back on the Boss Man Show here, Brian Water, coach of the Bradley Braves out of the Valley up in Peoria, Illinois. Coach, man, how you guys feel up there in Peoria, man?
Man, we feel great. We feel great. We're excited about, repeating this tournament champs and getting back to the NCAAs, that's for sure.
Now, Coach, you know you had to play three games in 3 days, and that's very key to you guys. We talked about it last year on the show about how to make sure you guys are healthy and rested and peaking at the right time. So how are your guys' legs on day three against Valpo after playing two tough teams with SIU and Drake there before you get into Valpo and in the final last week?
Nah, I think we our depth helps us, that's for sure, our depth throughout the season. You know, we were injury-plagued this year. We had Elijah Childs, one of our best players, out a lot. And we had to do a great job of winning games. And then Daryl Brown, our point guard, missed, you know, 2-3 games too. So, I mean, I'm just so proud of our guys and how we just stayed at the top of the league, suffering some serious injuries, and we stayed together. But it gave a lot of guys opportunity to get experience, a lot of playing time for a lot of different guys. So I love our depth, and I think it helped us.
And, Coach, you saw it right now. I feel like we kind of talked about this earlier. We talked about our show in February here about how, you know, your depth really helps you. The young men look very poised out there. They didn't feel like overwhelmed. I know you took a tough loss to Valpo before you got them in the final again, but your guys was locked in, level, ready to go. I feel like all the experience this whole year, the adversity, the injuries, the getting the playing time, getting the feel the flow there, all came together against Valpo there on the 8th there, and you guys got the job done.
No, absolutely. It absolutely did. And we were very confident going into the weekend. I mean, this is one of our team's goals, was to win the conference tournament and be the number one defensive team in the league. And we did both. So I was very proud of, putting all that work in and the commitment every day. It's hard to do. It's hard to win at this level, let alone win back-to-back tournaments. It hasn't been done at Bradley since 55, 56. It hasn't been done much at all in the league. So I'm just very proud of the commitment of the group. Having each other's back, getting closer and closer as the year went on, and just really going in on a mission this weekend and this past weekend. And, you know, I thought we played well. I thought we had maybe a 10-minute segment. Maybe each one could have cleaned up, but I thought we played really good basketball.
Yeah, I was watching the games myself, because I feel like you can see very efficient and effective as well. And I feel like your guys were just, they look so poised and confident. Like, I can see it on guys' faces. I was locked and loaded, man. And I feel like they was like, we're going to win this tournament no matter what. Your guys, to me, had a look in their eyes, because you can see when they get a kid's eye if they really got it or they don't. And I feel your kids had it look like, this is our tournament to win no matter what.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I think Daryl Brown, junior, our point guard, was on a mission too. And Elijah, and Nate Cannell, and Deshaun Henry, and Koch Barr, and Ari Boy, I mean, all our guys, we're on the same page. I mean, we had a little chip on our shoulder. We wanted to go into this league, let people know that you're going to have to beat the defending champs to win this thing, because we're not going to beat ourselves, and we did that.
And I feel like they was very motivated, because, like I said previously, Valpo beat you guys by 12 points there in February. And I know y'all didn't like that too much. I know the guys were like, we got to get them back for this, and we're going to take this championship home no matter what.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, winning on the road was really hard in our league. We were number one of every 33 conferences in holding home court, the Valley was this year. I mean, the crowds are great on the road. All the cities and the schools support their basketball. They love hoops in our league. So winning on the road is hard. And that game at Valpo hit 18 threes, season high for them. They were unconscious. And you know, when you look back on film, it was like, man, these guys are throwing them in from all over. There's nothing. It was just their night, wasn't ours. And sometimes that happens.
And, Coach, in the championship game, your three starters there gave you double figures, played in both facets of the game very, very well. Let's speak a little bit more about it in the championship game specifically, how those three young men and your starters got in double figures there, kind of led your team there to that victory against Valpo.
Yeah, I mean, the seniors mean a lot to the program. I recruited them after winning. You know, Bill, when I came in, as we've talked before, we had 10 freshmen my first year, youngest team in the country. We struggled. I started 5 freshmen and played 7, 8, and we won 5 games, and I recruited those 3 off a 5-game season. So they really recruited on a vision, on showing them what I plan to do with the program and if we've joined together what we could do. And I'm just so proud that they put the work in, they stayed loyal, they stayed together, and really good things have happened. And then they rose to the occasion. You love seeing your young men when the spotlights and the lights come on, raise their game. And I thought all of them had moments where they just raised their game for our team to win.
And, Coach, off the bench, you had two young men off the bench in double figures playing 25 or 21 minutes in that championship game. I mean, when you get that kind of production off your bench, giving you that energy, can watch the game a little bit, get in there, get in the flow, because you was pretty much playing 7 guys in a championship game. And those two young men really helped you guys, gave you guys spot minutes out off, and really kept the train going there for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, Jayshon Henry, starter in our team. I mean, he comes off the bench for us, but he's a – oh, his stats are tremendous, and he's been huge for us all year, especially with Elijah Childs getting hurt earlier in the year and for a couple months out. Ville Telavine, our freshman from Finland, is a scoring machine. I mean, he can shoot it from anywhere, and he just comes and gets buckets for us. And then we had Ari Boy, a 7-1 big shot blocker guy coming off the bench, finishes around the rim, and then Antonio Thomas. So, I mean, another guard coming off from Memphis. So we got a lot of weapons and a lot of guys, like I said, that put up double figures and had big games for us this year, so I'm very confident putting anyone in the game.
And, Coach, I feel like with your roster, with the talent young men you have, people don't want to play you guys. Whoever you get, you give them a tough battle because you got depth, you got talent, you got young men who've been through the fire since last year, so they're not scared of the big-time moment now. The lights don't scare them anymore.
I mean, I would think we're a team people don't want to play. You're right. We're healthy now. We can beat you inside in the post. We can beat you on the perimeter from three. We can play fast. We can grind you in the half court. We have won a lot of different ways. And we can play big and we can play small. So, I mean, I love quality going in the tournament. And I would agree if you see a roster and see what we do with different lineups and how we defend and rebound every game, hopefully we can come in and make shots. I mean, you can make shots in big moments because our defensive rebounding are always going to be there, Bradley. But it was big moments, big shots, big plays being made that can – tournament games in March, and we were able to do that, and we're going to have to do that in the NCAA.
Impressive for you, Coach. This is your fifth year at Bradley, the third 20-win season in your 5 years. So coming in this program as you have with 10 freshmen your first year, it's make you feel so great as knowing your program has got 20 wins out of 3 times out of 5 years you've been there, knowing where you started from to where you are today.
And, you know, it's my time as a head coach, and I've built two programs, and I'll tell you what, I'm learning so much every year still. And just like my players develop and evolve, I try to develop and evolve too. That's one thing my players respect me for. They know I'm very vulnerable. I don't know it all. I make mistakes. I admit when I make mistakes, and we're kind of in it together. And when it comes to keep getting better and keep improving, and I feel like my staff, my assistants have been with me for 5 years, my three assistants, and I got a great staff around me. I got good people guys in the locker room. So it's been just a little journey. I've enjoyed the journey more than the results. You know, like the championship is awesome, but the journey has been better than the championship for sure.
And Coach, looking at the Valley as a whole, Coach, you had 7 schools over 500 end of the year with at least 16 wins, and 4 of you guys with 20 wins or better. So that means from top to bottom, win the league that you won, it just speaks to how tough it was and how great gratifying it should be for you and your team and your staff, because it was a tough league, the Valley, this year with the kind of stats I just read off there.
Yeah, it's a basketball league, and like I said, the cities, the schools are invested in basketball. And I went on the road. It's very difficult. You got great coaches in the league. The teams are always well-prepared. Teams are always defensive-minded and tough to get baskets on. And, you know, we had to play Drake in the semis, and everyone's like, well, Drake's an 8 seed. Drake won 20 games. I mean, that's how crazy our league was this year and how tough it was. So I'll go back again with all the adversity we went through, and we just had – every school kind of has a season of injuries. We had ours this year. We were able to sustain a pretty good level of play and keep winning games during that. So I'm very proud of them.
Last one I got for you, Coach. This week is a weird week because you don't have any games between now and next week. So how do you kind of prepare your team this week with this rest versus rust things, keep you guys sharp for you get ready to play Thursday, Friday of next week there?
I think, I mean, you hit on the nose. Rest is important without getting rusty. It's a delicate balance this week, but I learned a lot from last year, having gone through it and having the Valley tournament and winning it early again. You know, we took Monday and Tuesday off. Today we'll go, but today will be skill work, a little cardio, and then a lift. Get back in the weight room for a couple times this week, which is good to get our bodies feeling strong before the tournament. And then we'll go take Thursday off, go Friday, Saturday, take Sunday off, enjoy Selection Sunday, and then boom. After Sunday, we're preparing to win a game and preparing for our opponent. But this week is all about Bradley, our program, our team, tightening some things up, getting better in some areas.
Well, Coach, we'll be cheering for you when the brackets come out, Coach. I definitely try. I'll try to see where I can get you this week 16 for sure in my bracket, man. So you do a great job, Coach. I love your intensity, man. Hey, man. You do a great job with those guys, you know, young men.
I appreciate it. I always enjoy coming on the show, man. Thanks.
Anytime, Coach. Thank you so much, buddy.
How do you feel about your office? Is it just a space for your company, or is it a space to help you grow your company? From new HQs to satellite offices, with WeWork, you can find a space that works for you. Visit we.co/spacematters to learn more.
Folks, back on the Boss Man Show. Hofstra Pryor here. Coach Joe Mahalik on the Boss Man Show with me. The CAA champion of the Colonials out there. Coach, how are things up in Hempstead, New York? Man, I know you guys are enjoying life right now up there.
Yeah, we're really proud. We're happy, man. We punched the ticket. We're going dancing.
Yes, indeed. And the coach, you had two of the players, man. Del Drizzle, where Zach Spiker and Mark Ingles do a great job. So how are your guys' legs after those two tough matchups against Northeastern the other night there and getting this championship won for you guys?
They were fine. Our guys don't care, man. They don't get tired. Our guys don't get tired.
Yes, indeed. I see, Coach. You put had your starters playing the whole game. Some had 40 minutes, 38 minutes. So just talk about the resolve of your young men out there, Coach, who bring it for you every night, played hard for you all 40 minutes like a coach wants them to, and just how collectively they've just done wonders for your guys this year, getting you the wins you've got so far.
Yeah, they, you know, we're last in the country in bench minutes.
Yeah, I noticed that. I noticed that. Yeah.
Yeah, we're last in the country in bench minutes. But, you know, our guys are used to it. We prepare for it. We got the best strength coach in the country. And we're okay, man. Obviously, we're okay. We're fine. We did it.
Yes, indeed. Now, Coach, you know, you played Northeastern twice in conference play. There was very, very close games. So I know your team, they had your team's attention. So what do you tell your guys to get ready to play Bill Cohen's team? Because you played them tough both times during the regular season here. And how they knew it was a tough game again with those guys. So how motivated were your guys to play them one more time? Make sure you beat them three times in a row this year.
Well, we played them last year in the championship game. And so our guys were, we lost them last year. So our guys kind of wanted that. They had that payback mentality, you know. We kind of had a score to settle with them. So, you know, we were able to get them.
Yes, indeed. Now, Coach, like you said, man, I kind of was bringing up to you like last year's game. Do you feel like that the hurt of last year's title game loss gave your guys just this whole, like, you know, sense of, hey, We've been here before. We know what you need to do this time to get the job done. Because I saw watching the game, Coach, your guys look so focused, so dialed in, man. And I said to myself, I knew you guys were going to win because I look in your kids' eyes.
That's the truth. It motivated us. That loss last year, probably the loss last year, is the reason we had to win last night.
You got that right. You know, you got that right. Because I can say it, Coach, you know, when you've done something, dealt with something that's hard, you won't have it happen again. That hurt. You won't hurt to happen again. So I feel like your guys were so great last night, Coach, as well. And let's talk about your staff, man. You just got to talk about last time on the show. But your staff, man, they do such a great job. How they, I was just watching you guys. I just love the connectivity of your team, how you guys on the same page. You can see y'all symmetric with each other. So talk about just from top to bottom, from you doing your support center, your Grant GA, everybody, how you all are so together, man, and it bleeds out over TV as well.
Yeah, I got great assistant coaches, man. We got a great staff. I mean, my Mike Farrell, he's my associate head coach. He's off the charts. He's the best. He's a head coach. Somebody needs to hire him real soon. Speedy Claxton's on the staff. He's great. Colin Curtin. I got a great staff, man. That's why we win. We got a great staff.
And talk about your associate head coach. I know that I can see he should be a head coach. So talk about just the wonders he's helped you guys out and what the key role he plays in kind of helping the team out from you into the whole staff on down, because I know he's a key card in what you guys do at Hofstra for sure.
Well, he does everything well. He's great. He recruits. He's a great teacher. He helps people develop on the floor. But the best thing he does, he's in charge of our defense, man. We play a zone. That's his baby. That's his baby, and he does a great job with it. So, you know, we let him handle it, and it's been good. We played some defense down there. We held Drexel 43. We held the Northeastern 61. I think nobody scored on us down there.
You got that right, Coach. You got that right. And now, this is the first time Hofstra has been to the Big Dance since 2001 when I was 14 years old, man. So I can only imagine just the buzz around Long Island out there, man. And it's for you personally, you know, if you've been there for your seventh year here now, you're getting the job done. And you've won 20 games multiple times, but now finally getting into that the one you want to be in, which is that Big Dance. Has to feel good for the whole program, the administration, and the community, because I think it's a great thing for you guys.
Yeah, it really is, man. We're just so proud and happy and excited, and you know, can't wait to find out who we're playing on Sunday.
Now, personally for you, Coach, this is your fourth 20-win season in 7 years at Hofstra. You know, that's a great percentage of 20-win seasons at one place. So for you, Coach, I know you want to make it about yourself, man, but how gratifying is it for you that in your seventh year you've won 20 games four times, set a winning culture for years to come?
Well, the greatest compliment somebody gave me a couple days ago was he was talking about sustained success. It's hard to sustain it, and we've done it, and it makes me really proud. But the reason we've done it is because we get good kids and good players and kids that you know, do things the way we want them to. That's why we're successful.
You got there right now, Coach. Speaking of your conference, the CAA has 6 schools over 500 with at least 17 wins. 3 of them include you with 20 wins or better. So talk about the depth of your league, the CAA, and how good it was, because, you know, to have 6 schools over 500 with at least 17 wins speaks to the volume of great coaching, great talent in your conference.
Well, I always say this. Our conference is the best conference in the country. Nobody knows that. The Colonial is an incredible conference. It really is. You know, we don't get enough respect. And so maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe we can do it. We gotta get somebody in our conference, you know, to make some noise in the point posting. So maybe this could be the year. Who knows?
Yes, indeed. That's what I got for you, Coach. Rest versus rust. This, you know, you got a week off here. So, how do you approach rest versus rust, keeping your guys sharp and healthy, and keeping them in condition and shape, knowing that you got a game next week or on Thursday or Friday, most likely?
Yeah, we need the rest. We need the rest. So we're gonna welcome that. We're gonna welcome that rest. We're gonna enjoy the fact that we don't have a game or practice for a couple days and get our bodies right. And I know our guys are gonna be ready and excited to play.
Well, Coach, I'm going to be cheering for you guys in the brackets, and I can see, you know, I know you're coming to the Final Four. Look forward to seeing you at the Final Four. I hope you're playing in it, too. Hope I see you if you're playing in it. But if I know you ain't playing in it, I'd love to see you when you get down here, man.
All right, man. I'll be down there, like, so track me down, okay?
Will do, Coach. Thank you. Thank you for coming on the show, Coach.
Thank you, boss man. See
you. See you now.
Grab a hold of Big Breakfast flavor at Hardee's. Try 2 breakfast sliders for just $2.99. Get Applewood smoked bacon or freshly grilled sausage with fluffy eggs and golden melty cheese, all on a toasty little bun. Good morning. Start at Hardee's. Available now for a limited time at participating restaurants. Tax not included.
All right, folks. Back on the Boss Man Show. From the show, Utah State Aggies head coach Craig Smith with us. Mountain West champion, second year in a row. Coach, what's up with you guys out in Logan, man?
What's up, JR? Things are going great down here. We love Vegas in March, man. it's been a whirlwind of a week, and it's hard to believe that March Madness is upon us. And, you know, it's kind of crazy. You think back, we started practice September 24th. And so we've been going at this thing for about 5.5 months now. So it was a great finish to the season, and we're so pumped to have our dancing shoes on.
And, Coach, kind of led me to my first point about your guys' legs. How's your guys' legs after beating Wyoming and New Mexico on the Thursday and Friday night and Saturday night, coming out there and play against San Diego State, who you've played this year twice and lost to? But how are those guys' legs and getting ready to play those guys out there in Vegas?
Well, you know, it's one thing, honestly, we don't really talk about it. I mean, obviously, it's there. Our veteran guys, we have 6 guys that played on our team last year that won the regular season championship and the Mountain West Conference Tournament Championship. And, you know, even though we tied with Nevada, but we were the 2 seed last year. And, of course, San Diego State is very well coached by Coach Dutcher and his staff, and they're an incredibly talented team up and down their lineup, and they're so good defensively. And we had the late game, of course, being the 2 seed. And, So we actually had a film session, I believe it was at 12:50 a.m. because we got back to the hotel at 12:35 a.m.
Wow.
And then we had to turn around and play at 2:30 in the afternoon game. But, you know, we have a team, JR, that's a very cerebral team. They're a team that really loves being prepared. We actually didn't watch film. We just did a walkthrough of San Diego State. And we're not the most athletic team in the world, besides Kata. I mean, Kata's a legitimate NBA prospect as our big kid, and so we gotta work hard and smart. And our guys love that part of it. So by the time those guys went to bed, it was probably about, well, we dismissed our film session about 1:20 in the morning, and, or not film, our walkthrough, and then we were back at it at 9:30 the next day. So. It's a quick turnaround, but our guys have been there, done that. We try to be very cognizant about ice baths and about recovery and using our mobility stuff. Our strength and conditioning coach, Logan Ogden, and our athletic trainer, Carl Smith, were all over that. And so we missed some. You know, Stan Farrell had an unbelievable tournament. Of course, he was the MVP of the tournament, and everybody remembers the game-winning shot he made. But what they forget is he missed like his first four or five threes that were wide open, but he stayed the course. He stayed within himself. He kept believing. And obviously, he made an iconic shot that'll go down in the history, you know, that'll be widely remembered, certainly, around the country, but with all the Aggie, you know, go down in Aggie history.
Well, like the coaches, your guys got down by 27-11, but you got your guys didn't fold and panic. You guys chipped away at that lead, got the lead from those guys, you know, and you overcame a cold shooting and turnovers, which would kill you in a one and done game, championship game, could kill you. But your guys stayed the course. Talk about your guys staying together, staying connected, and not letting this be here it goes again against San Diego State. We're going to lose to them 3 times in a row now. But they pulled it out throughout all those bad things that happened in the first half there.
Well, you know, they came into the game, obviously, highly touted. We had played them twice. We played them once at home when we were far from healthy. We had a lot of injury issues all year, and that was really rock bottom from that standpoint of that week. And we played them really tough at their place. We were up 8 at halftime, and we played them at their place the night they retired Kawhi Leonard's uniform, who, by the way, is like my favorite player in the NBA. And I read, I'll never forget this, my parents were there at that game. And, of course, my mom saved the newspaper article after the game. And I'm like, thanks, Mom, for rubbing it in. You know, we lost by 12 or whatever. But in that article, it said the Viejas Center, which is a phenomenal place to play and an electric atmosphere, they said it was the loudest and most electric it's been since the glory days of Kawhi Leonard and Malcolm Thomas and Billy White playing BYU with Jimmy Fredette and those teams. And so we went toe-to-toe with them at their place in one of the most electric environments in the history of San Diego State. So we actually talked about that the day before the day of the game. Like, we can do this. And when we got down 26-11, we couldn't score. But it wasn't like we couldn't score because we weren't getting looks. We were getting clean looks with our best two offensive players, Merrill and Kata. And so then it was just a matter of, we just felt like it was a matter of time. Like, keep chopping wood, keep staying the course, and eventually we'll get out of this funk. And, you know, they're number 5 in the country in defensive field goal percentage. They're a phenomenal defensive team. But we were able to hang 48 on them in the last 22 minutes of the game. And we made a shot at a three at the buzzer that I think really gave us some serious juice. You know, we went at halftime down 8, but it felt like we should have been down 18. And then we came out the second half and went on a 7-0 run, and then it was just a heavyweight fight, man. They're throwing punches. We're throwing punches. They're throwing punches. We're throwing punches. And fortunately for us, we were able to throw that last punch.
Now, Coach, I think you made a key call by not calling a timeout and letting Sam dribble the ball down there, run that clock down. I think it was a great call by you because they didn't have time to set the defense like they wanted to. He kind of get that one-on-one flow to kind of get his own shot there. And, of course, he knocked that shot down, goes down in Aggie lore for life. So, I think there was a key call by UConn calling timeout there, because if you did, could get him a chance to get the right matchups in, get the defensive guys in, could cause mess up with your out timeout play there.
Well, I've always been a big believer in that. You know, you got we do a lot of preparation for late game situations and understanding what we're trying to do. And, you know, it's interesting, JR. I've never been a, you know, we don't have a big ISO team. Like 2 years ago when I got hired, you know, we put a couple sets in for Sam that were kind of ISOs, and he struggled. And he kind of looks at me and goes, "Coach, ISO ball's on." Yeah, I can tell. And, but he, a crazy athletic team, like I said earlier. So the ball has to really make the plays for us, generally speaking, besides throwing it into Kata. And, you know, last year we were number 5 in the country in assists in the whole Division One. This year we're number 10. So we really share the ball. We really play connected. You know, we got to draw stuff up, but the ball makes the play. But Sam just had that look in his eye, and we just went 1-4 flat. And we had done it a few times throughout the tournament and really had great success. So at that moment, you know, the morning of the game, as a coach, you sit down and you're thinking, what are you going to do late? I knew it was going to be a tight game. And in my mind, like that, I kind of, I don't want to say dreamt it, but basically had that feeling that that's what we were going to do. And we had to run that the whole game. And we just felt like, you know what? Sam is a phenomenal player. He had scored 24. He had just, what people forget, he had just missed a wide open three. And I mean wide open three, 2 possessions before. But he's a legend. He's a legendary figure. He's a senior. And it just felt like, you know what? It's not rocket science. Sometimes coaches can overthink things too. And put the ball in your best player's hands and let him go make a play. And if he makes it, you know, it goes down in the history of one of the greatest shots in the, certainly in the history of Utah State basketball, but also in the history of Mountain West Conference basketball. And fortunately for us, he made it. And the rest is history.
Now, Coach, you know, this year's been a lot of up and downs for you guys, but I think this has got to be somewhat sweeter for you, because based on what you dealt with all year long with injuries and just losing games you don't want to lose, a losing streak here and there, and for this to go way it went for you guys, kind of capture your whole season, like, hey, this is what Utah State basketball is about. We stick through it. We grind through it no matter what. And we get the job done. So this has got to be real sweet for you, more so than last year's championship was.
Well, it was definitely, you know, last year we definitely came out of nowhere, right? Last year we go 28-6. We win the regular season title. We beat number 11, Nevada, which was an epic game. And then, of course, go through the title game and beat a tough San Diego State team. And but we didn't have we really had no injuries. We didn't have to deal with much of that. You know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of, we got in the groove and just rolled. And I think we won our last 10 games. And this year, and we were, people forget, we were preseason ranked top 5 and had all these expectations. And then, you know, to me, Kata gets hurt. And Kata, defensive player of the year last year, second team all league guy. He's at a high, you know, went to the NBA combine. He's going to be an NBA player. So, and not only that, he's a 6'11", 7-foot guy. Those guys are harder to come by. And so we didn't have him for what? I think he missed 13, 14, 15 games, something like that. And in some of those games early on, he was on a minute restriction. And then Merrill obviously was the player of the year last year in the Mountain West. And he was, he had just a multitude of injuries. He played through them all. He missed 2 games, but he just was never healthy until about the last 4 or 5 weeks. And being, I could go right on down the line, and I'm not trying to make excuses. It's just, we had to deal with a lot of different things this year. And it's amazing, JR, how 1 week ago we had a tough loss at New Mexico, lost by 3, missed like 9 layups. And and so a week ago, you're, I don't want to say as down as you can get, but it wasn't far from it. And in 1 week later, we're cutting down the nets and in the NCAA tournament. And this has been a team for 2 straight years, 79 games, we've basically been on the bubble. And living on the bubble is a good problem to have, but it's not always the easiest either. And so I give our guys a lot of credit to stay with it, stay the course,
and just kept plugging away, and we're playing our best basketball of the year right now.
Now, Coach, I think this week you probably give you guys a lot of rest because, you know, you guys won't play at least until Thursday, we hope. You know, they don't put you on the first four crap, hopefully. Hope they give you a good seat where you can play Thursday or Friday. So, there's a lot of rest this week for you guys before you can jump back into it, maybe Thursday or Friday, maybe, practice-wise, and get shots up. Yeah, we'll set it up real nice for you, Coach. There's no problem. We'll edit it up real nice. But basically, Coach, what I was asking you about was, hey, you know, you guys are off, you know, for the next week for sure. You might not play in the first four in Dayton or not. So how you approach this week for us, preparing guys, getting them back healthy? They're a little bit beat up after three days of playing. So how you going to approach this week for you guys going forward here?
Yeah, JR?
Yeah, Coach, you still Hello? There?
JR?
Yes, I'm here, Coach. Can you
Hello?
Hear me?
Oh, man. Yeah, I got you. Gosh, I don't know what's going on. So we're going to approach, you know, we're the first team to get an automatic bid, and it's a bit different, right? You have 13 off days, 12 or 13. So we're going to be strategic with it. We played on Saturday. We took Sunday off and Monday off. And then our guys that had huge, huge minutes, which, you know, there's about four of them, we're actually going to give them another day off, which might be a little unheard of, but I think we need to do it. And then we're going to actually get a team lift in, and then we're going to do like a skill development kind of practice type of thing today to get those guys back in the gym. But what's exciting, JR, is we have a bunch of guys that are gym rats, man. They love to be in the gym. And even over the last, yesterday, being in the office and walking around, we had quite a few guys in the gym getting shots up and getting workouts in. So, you know, I wanted them to get away just as much physically as mentally, just to recharge the battery, because when we get back after it tomorrow, man, we need to be in there going to work and getting back after it and eager to go because we got a group that's hungry as much as, for all the success we had last year, we had an amazing season. Our guys are super, super bitter with how it ended, losing in the first round of the NCAA tournament. And our guys obviously are back at it, and now we want to win when we get there.
Now, Coach, you all having a watch party. I want to see you on TV again, Coach, like I did last year, man. I was in the bar watching the Omni Hotel last year on TV. I want to see you again. We do that again this year, Coach.
I'm not sure what we're doing yet, but if we do that, make sure you wear some sunglasses because my bald head can get really, really shiny. There's a strong glare that comes out there.
Hey, Coach, I'm going to have all my shades for sure, buddy, but I'll be cheering for you all the way, man. I hope you get a great matchup, man, so you can make a good run with you and your guys, man.
Well, I appreciate it so much for this matchup, but whoever's thrown our way, we're going to put our best foot forward, and we'll see what happens. So, hey, more importantly, I hear it's your birthday tomorrow, so make sure you have a great time on your birthday. Celebrate for me, and I'm looking forward to seeing you down the road, okay?
I'll see you in Atlanta at the Final Four. Hopefully you're playing, but if you're not playing, I hope to see you down there as well because y'all coming to my hometown, man. 33 years old tomorrow, Coach. I feel old, but you told me I'm not getting old, so I'm going to take your word for it.
No, trust me, I remember being 33, and I felt like I was old. And trust me, you don't know what old is. So enjoy it while you can. Enjoy it while you can.
I will, so Coach. Thank you as always, buddy.
Today, that's for sure.
Yes, indeed. Right, thank you as always, Coach. Talk to you real soon, buddy.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Anytime.
Sally Beauty's new all-in-one hair color kits make it easy to color your hair at home. Get everything you need to color for beautifully radiant results. Loved by professionals, open to everyone. Sally Beauty.
Folks, back on the Boss Man Show. Guy, friend of the show, Andy Tool, coach of the Robert Morris Colonials, out of NEC, the champions. Coach, what's up with you guys, man?
Boss Man, thanks for having me on, man. We're all doing great up here.
Yes, indeed. I'll tell you off the air, Coach, I was watching you on Tuesday night there, man. Hey, the crowd was wild, man. So talk to us about the advantage of having those on-campus site championship game. NEC format is very great, so you can do that and be able to prepare for your opponents with days off in between. So let's first talk about how the NEC tournament is set up and how it helps you guys when you have that one seed in home court that you guys have, Robert Morris, because your fans are off the chain, man.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the atmosphere was electric. You could barely hear yourself or communicate out to the court, and it was the kind of environment that college basketball is all about. And, you know, in our league, obviously the higher seed gets the host, and that's why the regular season is so competitive, because everybody knows there's a big carrot hanging out there for you at the end of the regular season if you can go ahead and, you know, be your conference champion or be a high seed and, you know, have the opportunity to play in front of your home fans. And I think they certainly gave us a ton of energy and they had passion. And I think that spilled over to our guys in the way that they performed on Tuesday night.
And, Coach, your guys are so motivated, man. I saw them look in their eyes on TV. Watching on TV, I could see them. They were locked and loaded. They were committed to the game, playing, even doing timeouts. And so when they come back from crunch, you could see how locked in your guys were. So being right in the mix of it, right there, right on the front lines of it, did you see that from your team as well, how locked in they were to what you guys had going on out there on Tuesday night there against St. Francis, PA?
Yeah, definitely. I even saw it the day before in practice. You know, there was just an edge and a look to them where – They were really locked in on game plan. They were really locked in on details. They were really locked into each other. And I think that you could see that in the way they played on Tuesday night. And, you know, offensively and defensively, I'm not sure we could have played a better game for a full 40 minutes.
And, Coach, you guys had to be more motivated knowing that you had tough losses to both St. Francis, Brooklyn in the first round, or the quarterfinal round there, also in PA. So I feel like your team is motivated knowing that those guys can beat you guys if you're not locked and loaded on the game plan, because you were on the road to their places and got beat pretty good. But now, you knowing it's one and done, we're going to go home, that you guys are going to get the job done because you had home court advantage there.
Yeah, it certainly was nice to be able to remind guys what happens if you don't handle your business. And I think that kept guys locked in. And then in the quarterfinals against St. Francis Brooklyn, you know, we were able to escape with a one-point win. And, you know, they had a chance to win the game at the buzzer and it didn't go in, thank goodness. And, you know, I think that was a wake-up call for our guys, too, just about how real this is and how quickly your season can be over if you don't do all the things that are in your power. And I thought in the semifinals and the finals, I thought we played about as well as we can play. Everybody was connected, everybody guarded, everybody played as hard as they could, and obviously resulted in a championship.
Now, Coach, a young man that really caught my eye was Dante Tracy, man. I know he's a guy, he's a sophomore, he's grown into himself this year, man. I tell you what, that young man really showed out on Tuesday night. Man, talk about what this man, young man, has meant to your program, his growth and development so far, and how happy you guys are to have him on your roster where he is right now.
That guy, he's tough as nails, man. That's what he is. I mean, I said after the game, the game honors toughness, and he's about as tough as they come. He's ready, willing, and able to do whatever it takes at any point in time to be able to be successful, to be able to help his team, to be able to win a possession, to be able to shut down an opponent. And, you know, we have seen his growth over the last 2 years, and it's been dramatic. You know, last year he was a backup for us and, you know, was – you know, guys were trying to come out and take his ball and trying to punk him. And this year, there was no punking him, man. He was guarding the opponent's best perimeter player every night out. You know, they try and challenge him, I think, in the game a little bit. Their game plan was to see if he could finish at the rim, which he did in the first half. And then he had two huge threes in the second half, and he was everywhere. And we're thankful he's on our team, that's for sure.
Speaking about that toughness, Coach, I feel from top to bottom, man, your team is tough as nails. Because, I mean, watching those young men the last few days, man, I'm telling you, man, I can see what you have there, man. It's just tough, rugged, grit and grind kind of guys, man, from top to bottom, man. And especially you happy to know that you have young men who are going to foxhole for you no matter what the situation is and get that job done no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, they're certainly a tough team, and I think it comes back to the competitiveness. I think this is one of the most competitive groups from top to bottom that I've coached. I think that, you know, guys understand that winning was their number one priority. So guys accepted roles, guys accepted coaching, guys were willing to do a little bit more, a little bit extra, and you could see the result. You know, I think anytime we challenged them during the course of the year as coaches or a situation became adverse, I thought they really, really rose to those challenges, and I think that was just a sign of their toughness and their competitiveness.
And, Coach, second time in your tenure, Robert Morris, going to the big dance, man. I know you feel good. You've been somewhere 10 years. That's rareness, because as we both know. But going to the big dance, giving your university that joy, that platform over the big stage of going there one more time, man, has made you and your staff and the university feel great right now.
Yeah, it never gets old. You know what I mean? The number of times that you can go there, the feeling's the same. You know, you're happy for the players who are getting experience for the first time. Some of my coaches are experiencing this for the first time. And the university as a whole couldn't be more excited. And that's what March Madness is all about. And, you know, we're thankful to be a part of it.
And for you personally, Coach, in your 10 years, it's your fifth 20-win season in 10 years. So every other year you're going to win 20 games, man. So you set a great culture as well. You know, sustainability is the hardest thing in this business. So you know that, being in it firsthand. So how do you feel about this personally for you, knowing that in your 10 years you've won 20 games at least five times, 18 games twice. So 7 out of your 10 years you've had winning records with 18 games and more in your time at Robert Morris.
Yeah, it's a tribute to our players, you know what I mean? Those guys, they work hard. They are, like I said, competitive, and they want to get it done. And so, you know, those are the guys that are making shots. Those are the guys making plays. Those are the guys guarding. You know, those are the kind of things that we look for in recruiting. And, you know, it paid dividends for us.
Now, Coach, looking at your conference, you guys had four schools over 500 with at least 20 wins or better. That just shows me how tough it was to get the job done in this conference and to come through it the way you did, knowing that about your conference. And even the guys who didn't win 20 games, who was not over 500, they were still tough outs every night. So to be where you are, knowing the toughness of the NEC, you know, and Merrimack wouldn't have ended even in the tournament as well because of their transition years, but it's just how it makes you feel good knowing that, hey, we accomplished something. This league was very tough this year from top to bottom.
Yeah. It's conference basketball. You know, every year, every, you know, game, every possession is going to be a challenge. And that's why it's so hard to win a championship. And you got to be on your best behavior, your best performance, you know, day after day after day. And, you know, playing teams like Merrimack and St. Francis PA and Sacred Heart and LIU Brooklyn and teams with a lot of talent, you got to find a way to separate yourself. And I think our guys, you know, were more detailed and, you know, they competed harder in a lot of situations, and that's why we were able to win.
That's what I got for you, Coach. Is you guys won on Tuesday night, so your power was off yesterday, maybe today. So how do you balance rest versus rust, keeping you guys sharp and conditioned, knowing you guys have to play again in a week's time?
Yeah, well, you know, we took a couple of days, let guys enjoy it, let guys' bodies rest up, and then we'll get back in the gym, you know, starting tomorrow and prepare for whatever we get next week.
Well, Coach Tool, thank you for your time as always, buddy. Congrats again. Hope to see you make a run in the big dance here, Coach.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Anytime, Andy Tool on the Ballin' Show.
My heart skips skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music, girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Till the tears run down from my eyes, Lord, somebody, ooh, somebody, can anybody find me somebody to love?
Alexa, play hits from Queen.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.